Yeah, you know, if you think of our friends in Russia and Belarus, I mean, they account for 43% of the world fertilizer production. That area is in turmoil right now with the war. Russia's promising to boost up their fertilizer exports, but as you think about pricing, it's going to stay high. Everybody has their hands in the American farmer's pocket, whether it be higher interest rates, higher diesel prices, higher fertilizer prices, higher seed prices, labor prices. There's not one area on the farm that isn't seeing a higher price hike this year compared to last year. And I think that trend basically continues, but this gives the farmer anxiety because his costs are going up and he now needs to make sure that there's a margin there. But that margin in market terms is volatile. And so understanding all of this and putting it together into a plan becomes more difficult.